Now, this plot here is indicating then the function of the atmosphere in filtering out radiation. So I said that the UVA makes it all the way down to the ground. The UVB then, we can see that this is primarily being filtered out in the stratosphere. That radiation coming through is making it through to this point here. So from 50 through to 15, that's our stratosphere, is primarily able to remove the UVB so that we're really not finding much of it hitting the ground at all. UVC though, it's primarily been taken out in the upper atmosphere. So remember, it was the thermosphere and that region up there that's primarily responsible with photoionization and photodissociation, with taking out the very short wavelength radiation. The UVB has got sufficient energy to cause thymine bases to interact together and fuse. So if we look at the structure of DNA, we remember that the double helical structure is formed by weak hydrogen bonds between opposing bases. The nucleotides are joined down the backbone. It's a hydrogen bonding between the nucleotide on this side and its complementary base over the other side that holds the whole thing together. If we look at thymine then bonding across to adenine, the dot 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 lines here are a hydrogen bond from the NH here on the adenine through to the oxygen over here, and the NH here on the thymine through to the nitrogen over here. So this is what's holding the thing together. If we then take the thymine, which is in a very strict geometrical arrangement inside that structure, and we twist it because we've fused it to another thymine in the same strand, then that fusing of them together means that the hydrogen bond network is destroyed. Okay, this is a very strict geometric arrangement to form a hydrogen bond. You remember from first year, there's certain angles that are involved, okay, certain bond distance, otherwise the hydrogen bond won't work. As soon as you take one thymine that's supposedly pointing there and pull it round to this position because it's fused to a thymine down the chain, then you've lost your hydrogen bonds. So the resultant structure, which is called a T-dimer, when they fuse together, looks like that. So there's your T-dimer there. That's one thymine over here. There's another thymine over there. And so we've got a cyclobutane structure as they're fused in the centre. So that's the sort of damage that UVB, UVC photons can cause when they come in and hit DNA at the surface of the planet. So our stratosphere has got a major function then as a radiation shield to prevent those wavelengths of radiation getting through.